Yeah. Amen. Amen. Yeah, I've really been enjoying the time in the conference to really hear the word regarding Zion, regarding his purpose and the kingdom that we have been brought into. I was really considering as when the topic of this conference came up, you know, the Lord was really speaking to me and asking me and challenging me to think, consider, what is it that we do? How is it that we should be once we have seen the Lord, right? Once we have believed in him. And as we've gone through the verses in this time in the conference, the word is very clear. We need to embrace and we need to go forward in God's kingdom in Zion. The first gospel, right, is Matthew, which is truly the gospel of the kingdom, showing us that God is a king and that we are part of his kingdom. And it is a real stark reminder for us today. Oftentimes when we preach the gospel, we are always preaching that we are saved, right, and that we have been saved from our sin. But the immediate thing we always need to recognize is saved into what and to do what, right? And so maybe we can read a few verses, let's see. John, can you read Colossians chapter 1, verse 13? Yeah. Yes.
He has delivered us from the power of darkness and conveyed us into the kingdom of the Son of his love.
Right, and verse 14 also, sorry.
Mm-hmm. In whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins.
Right. Amen. Yes. And Sam, can you read 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9 to 10?
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, his own special people, that you may proclaim the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light.
Amen.
Who once were not a people, but now the people of God. Who had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
Amen. And Stefan, can you read verse 11 and 12, 1 Peter, same chapter?
Beloved.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yep.
Beloved, I beg you as sojourners and pilgrims, abstain from fleshly lusts, which war against the soul, having your conduct honorable among the Gentiles, that when they speak against you as evildoers, they may, by your good works, which they observe, glorify God in the day of visitation.
Amen.
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 Glorify God.
Amen. Yeah. It's not enough today for us to know Zion as, you know, a theory or some understanding or some knowledge, right? But today we have to see clearly that God has delivered us, right? Delivered us from the power of darkness and conveyed us into the kingdom of the Son of his love, right? It's not just a redemption that is, you know, for our sins, but we have been transferred to a different kingdom, right? We are no longer part of the kingdom of this world, bound by this world. Right? It says here, right, that we're also this chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, his own special people. Right? So today, we are really called together to be his people, his very special, specific people that he's chosen and set aside for himself. And as 1 Peter chapter 2 continues, we are also sojourners, pilgrims. Right, meaning that we only travel through here temporarily. We are looking forward and we are awaiting his coming. Right? And we are not just living in this world permanently as if this is our final destination. Yeah. I was talking to Ting Ting, right? She was talking about how she just moved from China, right? Just moved from China very recently, right? Yeah. It's a, you know, when I consider it, I think it must be a gigantic change, right? Anytime I sojourn and go to a different country, right, after a short time you feel like, oh, this is not really my country. This place is very strange or odd, right? But to really move, right, is to really be transferred from one place and put completely into a different nation, right? Yes, she has, right? And for us today, this amount of transfer has to be very living and real to us, right? We can't say that we are continuing to live in this world like we belong to this world, but we have to have this understanding and this realization and this vision to see that we have been completely conveyed, right, out of this power of darkness and into his kingdom. So it's not a matter of our choice or our decision. It is very much a spiritual fact, right? As John was sharing earlier today, right, there is a war going on. There's a war that is going on for our soul. There is a war going on for God's purpose. And again, we don't have to choose to fight the war, right? But it is happening, right? And so much more today, all these things that we see of entering into his kingdom, we need to be those who are willing to go forward with him. Right, and willing to go forward with him. Right, it's not a matter of if we want to participate or not. But the spiritual fact is we have been moved forward into his kingdom. Right. So I was reading some verses in Psalms 69 and 102, and as I was considering the barrier for us today, I was really considering how difficult it is against God's people that the enemy is really making it. And if we read 1 John 5:19 first, right? Maybe Corey, can you read that? 1 John chapter 5, verse 19.
We know that we are of God, and the whole world lies under the sway of the wicked one.
Right.
Amen.
So today, even as we have a desire and we have a willingness to serve God, right, the enemy is making it very difficult, and in fact, more difficult before he comes back. And there's a lot of trouble in this world as he tries to really use the power that he has in this world to try to also distract his people and keep them away from him. And in Psalm 69 and 102, I'll just read some of the verses from here initially, but there's an experience, right, that's written by the psalmist that really reflects sometimes our human condition. It says in Psalm 69, verse 1 to 3, it says, "Save me, O God, for the waters have come up to my neck. I sink in deep mire where there is no standing. I've come into deep waters where the floods overflow me. I'm weary with my crying. My throat is dry. My eyes fail while I wait for my God." And in Psalm 102, it reads, "Hear my prayer, Lord, and let me cry. Come to you. Do not hide your face from me in the day of my trouble. Incline your ear to me in the day that I call. Answer me speedily." Right. And so even as today we have such a desire to follow the Lord, there is also the enemy working. Right. There is this army that's fighting against God's people. There's the evil age that is fighting against God's people. And we often then experience a lot of hardship and a lot of difficulty with the things that we go through. But as I was considering this topic, Zion, these Psalms in 69 and 102 really spoke to me, because we see here that God's salvation is really for Zion, right? And it's not just an individual mercy that he desires for his people, but really for Zion. He desires to save us all together. So let's read all together, Psalm 102, verse 12 to 22. Yeah. "But you, O Lord, shall endure forever, and the remembrance of your name to all generations. You will arise and have mercy on Zion, for the time to favor her, yes, the set time has come. For your servants take pleasure in her stones and show favor to her dust. So the nations shall fear the name of the Lord, and all the kings of the earth your glory. For the Lord shall build up Zion. He shall appear in glory. He shall regard the prayer of the destitute and shall not despise their prayer. This will be written for the generation to come, that a people yet to be created may praise the Lord. For he looked down from the height of his sanctuary, From heaven the Lord viewed the earth, to hear the groaning of the prisoner, to release those appointed to death, declare the name of the Lord in Zion, and his praise in Jerusalem, when the peoples are gathered together and the kingdoms to serve the Lord. Amen. Yeah. Yeah, these two psalms are very encouraging, and I encourage you to read the whole thing and to really pray over these verses. But truly the Lord has really granted, in these psalms, the psalmists are weeping and struggling with the mire and the trouble that they have. But at the change of it, or at the conclusion of this suffering or these complainings, you know, the conclusion is really this: you will arise and have mercy on Zion. You will rise and have mercy on Zion. And in Psalm 69, it reads, "For God will save Zion and build the cities of Judah, that they may dwell there and possess it." Right? So God's mercy is really desiring to save his people altogether in Zion. Right? He's got a focus point, right? It's not for each of us as individuals, but altogether. And when we read through these verses in Psalm 102, it is clear that the Lord's goal is that all the challenges that we are facing, right, all the difficulties we're having, right, the Lord wants to overcome them in Zion, right? Psalm 102:15, right? So the nations shall fear the name of the Lord, and all the kings of the earth your glory. All the trouble that we experience, all the things that we consider in this state, in this nation, in wherever we are, right? We see the nations shall fear the name of the Lord, and all the kings of the earth your glory, right? It is for Zion, right? And when we see all our condition, our difficulty, our death that is in our flesh, right? The one that is so near to us oftentimes. Verse 20, it says, to hear the groaning of the prisoner, to release those appointed to death. Right? So the Lord is releasing us, those that have our flesh appointed to death. Right, he is releasing us and releasing us from being prisoners to it, that we may all together be for his glory. Yeah. 1 John chapter 4, verse 4, right? It reads, "You are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because he who is in you is greater than he who is in the world." Right. So today, it's not only that we would be saved or rescued from our troubles just so that we would have less trouble, but it is we are saved because the Lord desires Zion, right? Yeah. 21 and 22, what is his goal? To declare the name of the Lord in Zion and his praise in Jerusalem, when the peoples are gathered together and the kingdoms to serve the Lord. So altogether, the Lord is building his people up and saving them, that we would be to his praise. Yeah. So then, how is it for us then? How do we go on, right? Let's read Matthew chapter 6, verse 33. Nathan, can you read that? Matthew chapter 6, verse 33. Matthew chapter 6, verse 33.
Mm-hmm. And all these things shall be added to you.
Amen. Right. Yeah. Seek first the kingdom of God. Amen. And his righteousness. Yeah. Right. And all these things shall be added to you. Right. Yeah. Oftentimes, you know, we are always thinking about the things we want added to us first. But the Lord is very clear here, right? Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. That's where our heart should be. It should be... We should have this yearning, a desire to really build for Zion. In our simplicity, right, we're always looking for the things that are visibly in front of us. And so those are the things we tend to prioritize, right? Oh, this thing happened today. I got to go deal with this thing at work, or I have to deal with my children in this situation. And all of our struggles, right, we tend to bury ourselves in those problems. But the Lord desires that we would seek first his kingdom, right? And when we seek first his kingdom, all these other things will be added, right? They will be taken care of, right? It's not that we shouldn't go to work or, you know, not take care of our children or anything like that, but practically speaking, The more we seek the Lord and desire his kingdom, the Lord is able to work through all these situations and show us the right way to go on. Yeah. I was, considering some situations in some past years and some recent years, right? And this last year, one problem that I had was I really injured my back pretty badly, right? And so for about four or five months, actually, for the first month, it was almost difficult to even walk. So I would, struggle to walk, from the car to my office and back to the car later. It was actually quite painful. And, in me, right, there was a lot of frustration with being somewhat of a hyperactive person, trying to actually, not do so many things, right? But more importantly, right, it really, at some point, made me really ask of the Lord, right, what am I doing that's so important, right? What should I be doing first, right? What is important to the Lord? And, I was actually thinking about something. I was actually thinking about the time then that there were many moments where the Lord really spoke to me, and to not be just overwhelmed with what I was, physically feeling, but to really give it to the Lord and pursue the Lord and break through and do what he asked me to do, right? One such moment, and I haven't really said much about this before, but one such moment was the time when, Jaywon recently was baptized in Sunnyvale in the last month. But the night that that topic came up, my back was, really bad, and I was laying on the back, stretching on the floor, and suddenly I hear them talking about some stuff. I'm like, okay, I think the Lord wants me to sit down, so I will sit down. I sat down, and immediately as the fellowship continued, this topic of baptism came up, and the Lord really spoke to me and to everyone at the table, frankly, to just speak clearly about this. And so we had whoever was at the table, we had a good fellowship about it. And finally, the next day, he desired to be baptized. And in me, I was very surprised, because all I can remember is, my back was hurting. And the flesh is very weak, right? It's we have many things that the Lord needs to continue to work in us, right? But what I have experienced is that the more we let these troubles become our the thing we focus on, the less that the Lord is able to get the glory, right? And I can't say it's anything special that, I said or anybody else said, but the Lord used that specific time to really break through. We all together need to continue to seek first the Lord, right? He will take care of all these situations, right? Praise the Lord. I'm mostly better today, right? It's taken a lot of time, right? But all the situations that we have before the Lord, if we seek first the Lord's kingdom, right, he really does help us to be filled spiritually, right? Yeah. And so, again and again, the situation would come up. This brother would, I would get a random text message. I need one to have some fellowship on the side. Okay. All right, Lord, I obey. But even as we struggle with our flesh and as we struggle before the Lord, if we allow him to overcome it, he is able to really do something. Right? It's not a matter of our own personal strength. It is really about the Lord working, right? For his glory in Zion. Right? Yeah. I've also seen the opposite thing as well, right? Where there are some that we know that struggle, right? A situation comes up, they desire to make it. A situation comes up that distracts them and pulls them away. And it's like, okay, maybe it's just this time, it's really a problem. The next time another situation comes up, right? And sooner or later, a lot of time passes, and it is, the enemy is really overcoming them in their personal situation, right? We have to be those who are able to overcome with the Lord, right? As John shared, right, there is a war happening, right? And the enemy doesn't just sit down based off of if we're okay, right? The enemy does not give us an easy time, yeah. In business, when we work in companies, right, if we decide one day we're just gonna goof off in our workplace, our competitors don't say, okay, well, if they're goofing off, we're just going to take a break too, right? It keeps on going on, right? And so much more the enemy, right? If we aren't ready to fight for him, to really work with him, through all these situations, he can really overwhelm us, right? I was sharing with Timo one situation where there was something which happened, and it was bad enough where the conversation went something like, well, I'm not going to go tomorrow, right, to the meeting. And I just said, look, the Lord just spoke to me really, really quickly. You know, if you choose that, then it will be difficult for you every time. Expect every Saturday night to have a problem. I just said it very directly, right? And in me, the Lord really spoke to me, right? The enemy is constantly trying to find a way to take us down, right? And if we seek first his kingdom and we break through with him, he will take care of all these things. He will allow us to overcome them. But if we choose not to, he will not drag us. He will not force us, right? We need to be those who really have the victory that he's given to us in him. Yeah. Let's also read 1 John chapter 2, verse 17. Yeah.
And the world is passing away, and the lust of it, but he who does the will of God abides forever.
Amen. Yeah. Yeah, the world is passing away. Yeah. Yeah, I hope as we speak about this and as we have fellowship on this, I hope it's very clear to the saints that the world is passing away. Right? Nothing practical as it stands in this world can continue on like this forever. Yeah, it's amazing. Sometimes I have conversations with even some coworkers that are very much on the opposite spectrum, let's say, of any belief, right? Very liberal, very... definitely not believers, right? But what's clear is this world as it stands is passing away, right? And so, but he who does the will of God abides forever, right? We have to see clearly today that we will never be free enough to serve him, right? It will never be convenient enough for us to suddenly find the time to serve him, right? There will always be something we have to do, and even more so as the day approaches. One brother I had fellowship with him, I as he was struggling with something, I reminded him, hey, you know, if the Lord is really coming back soon, then it will be more difficult for us, more and more, because the Lord really wants to sharpen us before he comes back. So the challenges will be higher, the difficulties will be higher, the tests will be higher, because if we don't go through those challenges and come out from it, then how will the Lord perfect us, right? And so we have to see, right? This world is passing away, but he who does the will of God abides forever. Right. And finally, let's read Colossians chapter 3, verse 1. Rebecca, can you read that? Yeah. Oh, I was saying Rebecca, yeah? Oh, no, not yeah, Rebecca, it's trouble.
Yes.
Colossians chapter 3, verse 1.
If then you were raised with Christ, seek mm-hmm. those things which are above, where Christ is, sitting at the right hand of God.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah. This verse, I think, in this last year has helped me to really focus over and over again, right? To take a step back and ask, where is Christ, right? Where is he sitting, right? At the right hand of the throne of God, right? At the right hand of God. May the Lord really give us such a broader vision, right? It is not easy oftentimes in our personal situation where we sit sometimes, where we struggle. But the Lord, right, if we have a clear vision of the Lord bringing his salvation into Zion, right, and really desiring to give us victory through all everything, to really have a people for his praise, then we are able to really be raised above all these difficulties. And so may the Lord really help us, right? If we were raised with Christ, help us, Lord, to seek those things which are above where Christ is. Yeah, amen. Yeah, praise the Lord.